Encounters improve the quality of our lives. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life without God. Encounters will activate purpose and calling in our life. Encounters come to restore intimacy and fellowship.
The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Encounters come to restore intimacy. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life. If you don't have a relationship with God, anything of value can become God to you. Welcome to Encounter Jesus Ministries, sustaining an experiential knowledge of God and walking in the fullness of our eternal ordination. Now, listen to God's servant, Apostle Oropo Michael, as he takes us through an encounter with the Word.
Apostle Mike Oropo is a preacher, televangelist, and tutor best known for his spirit-filled messages and his passion for lost souls. He has an absolute blend for teaching a mixed generation and still passes the true gospel to many. He is a man to reckon with, a voice in this generation making waves in Christendom both locally and globally. He was ordained on May 24, 2019 and works under the guidance of Apostle Arume Osai of the Remnant Christian Network. His ministry has taken him to various locations globally, and his teachings have been shared at various tertiary institutions and churches in Nigeria and beyond. His main focus is on winning souls for the Kingdom of God. Apostle Michael Oropo is blessed with his beautiful wife and family. Connect 2023. Please welcome Apostle Mike Oropo.
Hallelujah, with a great shout of applause unto the Lord. Let's receive God's servant, Apostle Mike Oropo.
We want to give Jesus a shout. Shout glory. Praise the Lord. It's an honor to be here this morning. I can imagine the move of the Spirit and all that has transpired here in the last couple of days. The atmosphere, the revelation, the power, the move of the Spirit. I can imagine how charged your spirit are at the moment. We can only give glory to God. This morning, I want to sincerely honor God's servant, a man of God, blessed with diverse dimensions of the Spirit, rooted in the house of God, and a prolific ambassador in the marketplace and in the government. He's a complete blend of a last-day witness. Can we please celebrate God's servant, Dr. Akin Akinpelu, and his wife? Thank you so much. It's an honor to be invited, and it's an honor to be here to bless God's people. I want to salute all the ministers of God that are here this morning. Thank you for taking our time to come share fellowship. God bless you richly. And of course, all the students and the community of UNILAG, God bless you. Thank you so much. I'm here with my brother and friend, Pastor Godwin Ijo. And we believe God will do us good even in the short period that we have together. My major session is in the evening, This morning I'll just be sharing briefly and then give way for God's servant to come and do what the Lord have put in his heart. Let's lift our hands toward heaven and talk to the Father. Thank him for what we've received already. I walked him while the man of God was ministering. That was intense. That was heavy. Full of light and explosive. Can you thank God for what you've received? And also open your heart to receive much more. Ask him to minister to you yet again. He says to gather vessels and to gather not a few. Tell him you are still ready to receive. There are chambers in your spirit to still draw from him. Thank you, Father, for the privilege of fellowship. Thank you for inviting us into the fellowship of the beloved. Thank you for entrusting us with your agenda on the face of the earth. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for how gracious you revealed yourself to us. And thank you for the mighty things you keep doing in our midst. Lord, we honor you. We magnify you. We bless your name. Even this morning, we ask that you take the glory, even as lives be transformed. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated. My time is speedily counting. I'll just point out a few things this morning as we spend a few more minutes to pray before the servant of God comes up. The theme of the conference is manifesting light. And at this point, I believe a lot must have been communicated. And so I just want to add a few things that will help you to manifest the light of God that is locked up in your spirit. Our world is a dying world, desperately calling for sons to arise and to show forth the excellency of God that is in their spirits. It was Peter that was speaking in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. And he began to draw our attention to what God had in mind when it became necessary for the human race to become part of God's eternal civilization. And he said, he made us a royal priesthood, God's own special people, called forth to showcase and to manifest the virtues of God. Our world will remain dark except as we illuminate it. However, it's important for you to understand that there is a sequence in this progression. There was a time when you were called darkness. And then there is a time when you receive light. There is a time when you become light. And then there has to be a time when you manifest light. Are we together? Because our emphasis for tonight or this morning is to manifest light, I will zero in on what it takes to manifest light. Because even if you've progressed from darkness to receiving light to becoming light, it's not a guarantee that you will manifest light. The Bible, speaking in John chapter 1 from verse 1, he gave us the credentials of the first man God himself endorsed to be an accurate man in all right and in all ramifications. And he said, in the beginning was the Word. He said, the Word was with God and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. He said, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Four solid credentials. Number one, he was in the beginning with God, and so he called him God. Number two, he was called the creator of all things. Number three, he was called the author of life. And number four, he was called the light of men. Amazingly, this light of men walked through the earth for 30 years. And the world was in darkness. So it's possible to be light, yet not manifesting. Something must happen to you before you begin to manifest. So, him that was called light of men walked on the earth for 30 years and there was no light. Until something happened, and we now heard the land of Zebulun. Matthew 4 verse 15, the land of Naphtali. Same in Luke 4, 14 to 16. He said, the people that dwelt in darkness and in the shackles of death, they've seen a great light. Why did this suddenly become light after 30 years? So Zebulun was in darkness. The people remained in the shackles of death until that which happened to him happened before he could manifest light. And so it's not a guarantee that you manifest light just because you are light. He was called light, described as light. It was a credential that was resident on his inside, but it took 30 years for that light to manifest. Not necessarily because of the time, but because of the things that happened to him when he was 30. And until you allow these same protocols to be exerted upon you, you will never manifest light. And the challenge is, if you don't manifest light, you will return to eternity without fulfilling destiny. Your existence would have been a waste. So this is not a topic you just jump at or get excited about. There are truths that must be learned and applied for you to become that which was intended before the conference was put together. And so when Jesus was speaking to us, he said in Matthew chapter 5 from verse 14, he said, you are the light of the world. There's no argument about it. He said, you are a city set upon the hill. No argument about it. However, in verse 16, he said, let your light so shine. So you can be the light of the world and not shine. So when we are talking about manifesting light, we are actually talking about a light that shines. Not just a light that is. A light can be yet not shine. And so Jesus said, let your light so shine. And that scripture also reveals to you that shining is not God's decision to make. It's your decision to make. You are the one to let your light so shine. And so this morning, very quickly, in a concise way, I want to show you six things that helps you to release that light that is in your spirit, man. You know, it's easy to preach and to get people excited and to see a lot of things and they are jumping. Preaching oftentimes has to do with what. And so when you start telling people the what, they are jumping and they are excited. When you want to go deep, you teach. Because teaching has to do with how. How may not be excited because it may take you time to implement. Sometimes when you are hearing how, you become troubled. Because how will put responsibility on you. It is in how that you profit, not just in what. And so this morning, I beg you to pay attention. And not just to hear, but to receive and to apply. He said in Hebrews chapter 5, from verse 12, whoever uses milk is a babe and is unskillful in the word of righteousness. So righteousness is a word. He said, but strong meat belongs to them who are of full age. And the sign that they are of full age is that they have exercised. So there's a responsibility. They've exercised their senses to discern, to judge between good and evil. So there is a process of taking responsibility in order to manifest the light of God. Thank you so much, Dr. Akin, for putting this conference together and particularly for bringing it to the campus so that people who have not yet stepped into the world, who are just impressionable about the world, we learn certain facts and rudiments they must commit their lives to. You see, when you are on campus, you just assume you will take the world, you will shake this world, you will conquer. When you go out there, the world can't wait for you. All of that is beautiful, but it's not without responsibility. And so I'm happy that the Lord led him to bring this conference here. This is where it is needed the most. Praise God. At some point, I will jack up the intensity. At some point, as we interact. I'm just trying to create foundations. Are we together? So when the intensity begins to go up, we may migrate from word to spirit. There's a level where you interact with words, but there's also a level where you interact with spirit. Are we together? So be sensitive to know the moment. You reign, you ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. You reign, you ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. You reign, you reign, you reign. There are 6 things you do. I'm trying to check the instrumentalist if we can travel. That's what I was trying to. Well, now I just saw now that the keyboardist, I will have to leave him behind. He's a good keyboardist, but he doesn't know my route in the spirit. So you check to, you now you can now tell the path that you navigate through. It helps. Hallelujah. The first thing you do to manifest light is to repent. Is to repent. Isaiah 58, verse 1 to 2, and verse 8. We'll begin from verse 1 and 2, and then I'll jump to verse 8. What you didn't know is the fact that your environment exerts so much pressure on you, that if you don't take the responsibility of counterbalancing, your environment will teach you much more than the physical teachers you have. Most of you who are in 300 level now, you came here as a virgin. You came to study chemistry. You came to study biology. But right now, in 3 years, you've had 3 boyfriends and you have been disflowered. There's no lecturer that comes to teach seduction. But the environment is fortified with sufficient invincible teachers to educate you. And the way they educate you is not with cognitive language. It's through impressions, impulses, vibrations, and transmissions. And so the environment has a way of interacting with you to the degree that it alters your molecular structure. And so a point comes where you start feeling lonely. A point comes where you start feeling insufficient. A point comes where you even begin to redefine beauty because of the pressure that the environment is exerting on you. You now stand in front of the mirror and you are wondering, all your friends now have boyfriends. Why have nobody approached you? Is it that you are not beautiful? And now you start checking yourself. All of that was not necessary when you were under your mother's covering. But now you've come into another environment, and the environment is already exacting on you. A study was conducted on a shark. The shark was kept in an aquarium. And the shark was there for like 6 years and would not grow beyond 7 meters. The shark was then removed from the aquarium and taken to the sea. And in 6 months, the shark grew to 15 meters. Because there is a force and a pressure that environments exert on people. Now, the reason I'm citing this is simple. The world is in darkness. The Bible said in Isaiah 60 from verse 1, it said, "Arise, shine." It said, "For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." He's telling you that because if you don't take the responsibility to arise, your environment is doing something that you don't know. He said, "Darkness shall be upon the earth, and gross darkness the people." So those who don't rise, the environment will teach them and train them in the way of darkness. So their outcomes will become according to the dictates of the vibrations of darkness. Because darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness shall cover the people. You came on campus with your admission letter innocently, hoping you will graduate with first class. Some of you, it was from the matriculation night that you began to sense the vibrations of darkness. And what has happened to you, you will need rays of light with sufficient energy to alter that mutation that has already been done. And so a conference like this is designed to expose you to radiation of different frequencies that will reprogram you and to re-engineer you. So that which darkness has done will be reverted. But when that happens, there is a step you need to take as the first sign that you have risen. And that step is called repentance. Because your thought patterns, your actions, your philosophies and your ideologies are all a function of the orientations you have received from darkness. You may not even be aware. Until light comes, you won't know what darkness was doing. And so when a man begins to interact with light, the first thing that happens to him is to repent. A new philosophy must be given. A new ideology must be given. A new way must be developed. I heard one of the teachers said, if you want to manifest the acts of the apostles, you must know the ways. Your reconfiguration into the ways of the apostle is what we call repentance. Because the moment repentance is done, light begins to flood in like a river. So what hinders light from coming in is the ways of darkness that we have held on to. The moment we let go of it and turn back to light, it begins to flood in. And so repentance has two layers. The first layer is to turn away from. And that's where a lot of people stop. You turn away from, then you turn on to. That's why the Bible said, looking away unto Jesus, then he becomes the author and the finisher of your faith. So it's not enough to look away. When you look away, you look unto. So if you don't make your decision to repent, to turn away from, the whole subject will be theological. You won't touch the light that we speak of. I wish I had time to talk to you about the essence of light and the character of light. If you see the excellency of light, you will know why you need to quickly repent. Because those who carry light, there is an authority they operate in. They dominate the world. Because the instrument for dominion is light. If you have not touched light, you can't dominate. And the moment a man touches light, he begins to rule over a dark world. Because the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. However, that light will not shine through you until you repent. And so, the reason some of us decided to turn to Jesus is not just because we've seen the danger of sin. It's because we've seen the glory. A glory that we can only walk in when we hold on to light. And so, we turn away from and turn to. Let me show you something about light. About the excellency of light. Just to appetize you. Because somebody may be holding on to his girlfriend here and say, "Kai, I can't leave her. I can't leave her." You think you're having pleasure. There's a realm beyond the stars. Oh, man was created to dominate.
your elements and your propensities will not come alive until you have started the journey of dominion. When you start the journey of dominion, you will feel what it looks like to be a man. Because a man is actually not flesh. A man is God hid in dust. And so when a man begins to dominate, the things the Father feels, the things the Holy Ghost feels, the things the Son feels, you begin to feel those things. Those things cannot be taught. They are communicated. In the chambers of intimacy, a point comes where as you begin to dominate, you will look at yourself and you will be like the Christos. That's why Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So if you see me, you have seen Jesus. It therefore means Paul has entered the place where he could perceive the things that Jesus perceives. He could touch and experience the things that Jesus experiences. That's where the reality of light begins to break out from. Because there's an excellency that comes with light. It gives you the authority to dominate. But if you don't repent, you can't come there. In Genesis chapter 1 from verse 14 to 16, this is what the Bible said. I just want to show you the excellency of light to help somebody make up his mind to repent. The Bible said God created, he said, let there be light in the firmaments of the heavens to divide the day and the night, and let them be for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. Now, do you know what this means? There are no seasons except as light comes to define them. Seasons don't exist. It is light that defines experiences into seasons. So the season of poverty and the season of wealth is a divide that light creates. The season of sickness and the season of health is a divide that light creates. So seasons are actually products. They are attestations that light has come. Because the first authority of light is that light defines seasons, days, and times. Are you following? Now, if this is the job of light, when you now become light, what then happens? It means your life has no seasons. You are the one who dictates what happens per time. This is why light is an instrument of dominion. So, somebody may say, this is a time of struggle, and they'll be taking caution like men. What they call a time of struggle will now become the time of your greatest manifestation. That's why some of us rose up during COVID. Because when men are hiding, that's when you are shining. The flaw that destroyed the world is the same flaw that upheld the ark of Noah. A man who carries light defines his own seasons. Because the light we operate in now is greater than the sun. In Isaiah chapter 60 verse 19, he said, you shall no longer need the sun to give you brightness in the day, nor the moon to give you brightness at night. He said, for the Lord himself shall become your everlasting light. And when that Lord himself came, he now said, you are the light of the world. That means I'm not just lighting you anymore. You have become the light that your world sees. And so if light defines season, it means you can choose your own seasons. You can define your own seasons. You can predict your own future. You can state your own outcome. So absolute dominion is a function of light. This is why you cannot continue to grapple in darkness. Kissing somebody at a junction at night, when the car flashes light, you turn away. You that you shine forth. It's now taking the headlamp of a pojo to now reveal that you are in darkness. No. When you show up, the campus should know that a star has risen. Even the VC, we acknowledge it. You are now the season. You can enter into somebody's life who is struggling and you say, I change it. It will look like a joke, but it will change. Because you are now the season. You are the carrier. You define seasons. Because you have become like, have you not seen? We've met people that are dying. And we tell them, this is the morning of your life. You will not die. He would have gone to the grave, but we came with light. So we changed their seasons. We see people going through poverty and pains. And we walk up to them and tell them, we bring wealth into your life. We change your story. And in matter of days, weeks and months, the destiny is changed. Because we now define seasons. And the reason we do it is not because we are apostles. It's because we carry light. We carry light. There's a light we carry that makes us define the programs of the lives of men. This is why you will do whatever it takes to not just apprehend light, but to become light. And the first is repentance. The Lord was speaking. Isaiah 58 verse 1 and 2.
And here's what the Bible said. He said, cry aloud. Spare not. Lift up thy voice. Oh, Jesus. There are some things that are already moving in my spirit. He said, and show my people their transgression, even the house of Jacob, their sins. This is a race of people that were separated. This is the church in the wilderness, the first ecclesia of God. This is supposed to be the Senate chamber of heaven on earth, bringing laws to the earth realm, shaping the civilization of the earth realm. But iniquity kept them in darkness. And so God raised the prophet and said, cry unto them. Cry unto them. They are not walking in their inheritance. Tell them that their transgression is heavy. And to make things worse, they now masqueraded in religion. Fasting, religious fast, but they've not yet repented. If you study from verse 4 to verse 7, God was rebuking them. He called their fast, fleshly fast, done to glorify them. Somebody wakes up and says, I'm on a 40 days fast, and he's walking with dry lips, acting as if he's like paper. Meanwhile, he's still fornicating at night. He's still lying. Exam comes. He's cheating and copying from somebody. And then he goes to the fellowship and walks like this and says, I just canceled 21 days fast. God called that a show in the flesh. He said his genuine repentance is looking for. Cry to them. They've lost their inheritance. And in verse 8, he said, if they truly repent, something will happen to them. He said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, even the glory of the Lord shall become thy reward. And so the first way a man begins to manifest light is to come to the altar genuinely and repent. Men may not see you. You may be a fellowship secretary, and you are able to masquerade the spiritual life. They give you microphone. You say, ho, bo, bo, ho, bo, bo. They say, my God, man of fire. Whereas, man of fire has something to do with somebody in the choir. You can deceive men. When the atmosphere is dry, you go and pick a Lawrence chant that originally has an anointing inside. You can sing an anointed song and you are not anointed. Because where the song was cut from, the song is a packet of anointing. And then you are singing those songs and people are, oh, sometimes it's even emotional. And then you come down and you carry those idols in your heart. You will never be a light. That deception will happen until a demon collides with you. And he will say, Jesus will know. Paul will know. Who are you? Who are you? Where are you from? Do you think they speak English here? In the realms where immortals converge, you speak spirit and light. What are you saying? Who are you? And if you are not careful, they will shoot an arrow. That arrow may hide you for 50 years. Because there's an arrow that shrouds the glory of men. When some arrows are shot, that's why some fellowship presidents, the moment they graduate, they vanish. Because while they were fellowship presidents, they had 3 girlfriends. They were active. Meanwhile, these are people with apostolic callings. But because they were not genuine, arrows were shot. And the arrows were to create a darkness around them. And so for the next 40 years, you will now see fellowship president later. Hey, Brother Peter, fellowship president has done Okada for 10 years. Because the glory was shielded. He was on the altar talking to territorial spirits, acting and faking things, not knowing that these guys, they throw arrows. You know, it's not only demons we deal with. We deal with principalities and powers. When Paul was talking about demons, he said, cast them out. But when it came to principalities and powers, he said, having done all to stand, stand therefore. You have to stand in Christ. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, because here is a wrestling ground. And the only thing that will give you power over principalities is by Christ. You say, the prince of this world cometh to me and findeth nothing. If they find something, there will be a ground of battle. And so the only way a man can manifest genuine light and affect his generation
is when he genuinely repents. Iniquity cannot be brought to the altar. Your garment cannot be stained, and you are doing sacred things for a spirit that is holy. It doesn't work like that. And so if you want to be a carrier of light that your generation will see, this is the first credential. Forget this thing of praying like somebody and preaching like somebody and dressing like another person. The garment is spiritual, it's not natural. You can pray and carry the pulpit or hang on the pulpit as if you are dying, you will die. Because it's not by hanging on pulpit that you emanate light. You can talk like somebody and act like him. All the gesticulation will be correct, but iniquity is in your heart. You can dress like a preacher, walk like that preacher. All the demeanor is correct. That's beautiful. It's called mentoring. But if there is no genuine repentance, that charade will last for a while. You will shoot out like a star and vanish. Because what will give you stamina and solidity is your stand on truth and purity. Because when the princes come, they will x-ray you. When you say, lift up your heads, oh ye gates, they will ask you, who is the King of Glory? Because these ones will ask questions. Who are you? You want to manifest light, you have to come out of the deception. He said, come out from among them. Touch not the unclean things. He said, they that bear the vessels of God, they must be holy. They must be holy. Come out from among them. The call to manifestation is a call to come out. Come out from among them. They that bear the vessels of God, they must be holy. They must be holy. They must be holy. When your garment is checked in the spirit, will there be stains? Come out! Say, for the standard of the Lord standeth sure. He said, therefore the Lord knoweth them that are his. You may call upon the name of the Lord, it doesn't mean he knows you. The vessels of God, he said, they purge themselves. That's when they become meet and qualified for the master's use. Shining is a responsibility that begins with repentance. Lying tongues, proud look, arrogant disposition, immoral lifestyle. And you say you want to shine. No. The devil knows them that are his. And God also knows them that are his. In the spirit, the dividing line is clear. It's clear. When you carry darkness and you want to cast out demon, it's a violation of kingdom protocol. It's a house divided against itself shall not stand. It says, so Satan does not fight himself. You are an agent of immorality. You are an agent of darkness. Who told you can cast out demons? Come out from among them. When you come out, you will shine. Come out. Come out. Mareka folia sedadidas galatra valinato marado asibrakte falagadiris zededina satila bariasta. Somebody will be clothed with the garment, the Puritan garments of fire, where the witnesses of the last day shall be decorated with the regalias of righteousness. Garments of fire that burns like flames eternal. That when you show up, even without talking, your very appearance will be like the similitude of Yahweh himself. Tell the Lord, take me to the refineries of the spirit. Purge me that I may be pure to stand before your holy presence and burn like the cherubs of glory. Isaiah thought it was about talking until he came to the courts of Abba, and he said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord, and the creatures he saw there were the burning ones, the seraphim. They that shine, they stand in the courts of God. And they that stand in the courts of God, they are clothed with the garment of holiness. I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord. And I saw also the seraphims. They had six wings. They said, with two wings they flew. With two wings they covered their faces. With two wings they covered their feet. And they sang, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy. You cannot shine until you born. Until you born, you cannot shine. The brightness is tied to the intensity. Holy, holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord.
Rakatelina Ras Rakatelina Banara.
Somebody will be purified this morning. They will wash you with hyssop. They will carry you through the flames of fire. That you may be burnt, so you are not burnt. If you are not burnt, you will be burnt. And so while you are on earth, a purging must take place. So you don't go into eternity with the stains and the dents of sin. A man that is not burnt will be burnt. He said they took one of the coals from the midst of the fire and they touched him and they said, your iniquity has passed. Abrakatone avalakatua talagata. When men begin to shine, they shine because they are burning. And when men begin to burn, iniquity will have no chance. This was what happened in the days of the apostles. They saw men shining and they said, Barnabas sold his land. He brought the proceeds to the apostles' feet and they called him the son of consolation. And he said, Ananias also came and stole him some of the money. And Peter said, why has Satan entered your heart? We don't shine, we born to shine. We born to shine. We born to shine. And immediately he dropped them. Hear this. The era we've come into, evil ministers will be judged. Evil ministers. Those that covered iniquity on the altar, oh, their shame will be their promotion. Many will be rejected. Many will be kicked out from the boundaries of the sanctuary. Because when the fire comes, judgment must begin in the household of faith. That's when we have come. Shining is not without burning. And burning is not without judgment. And so when you repent, you are purged. But when you refuse to repent, you are condemned. Tell him to refine you this morning. I don't know what you are struggling with, but tonight is your night. You will drop those idols. You will drop those secret iniquities. You will drop them. A fire is coming now to purge and to purify. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
is a time to tremble. God encountered Moses and sent him to Egypt to deliver the Israelites. While Moses was on his way, God came to kill him because he was not circumcised. In the day when men shine, the judgment of God is closed, because it is the jealousy of God that preserves the harvest. Lift your hands toward heaven. Most of you will receive a baptism now. The baptism of fire. That's what purifies the jewel, that it may shine to a generation. Father, everyone here with an open heart, ready to drop idols and ready to repent, especially those with callings, prophetic callings, apostolic callings, governmental callings. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now I ask for the fire that purifies. Holy Ghost, purge now, purge now, purge now, purge now, purge now. Help them, ushers. Yare de Vekatonia, Azakata, Paradia, Setatatias, Malatwane, Takas, Beraro, Sakatina, Patatas, Tatea, Veretetaka. Matenia, Matalush, Adida, Azakade, Veral. Let tongues be touched with coals of fire. Let eyes be washed with eyesight this morning. Merelina, Adiada, Varadate, Azakde, Belina, Takaish, Peraro, Bevavali. Men that we rise with stature in the spirit to judge princes and to take over territories by power and by the spirit. Ushers, please help them. Thank you, Father. Hear this. Hear this. Some of you are in iniquity because your priesthood is dead. The first sign that a man is falling is that prayer becomes a struggle. And so, he said the fire on the altar must not be put out. The priest must put wood on it every morning. There is a grace to put wood every morning. Right now, I stretch hands here and I pray for you. The power to restore the glory of the priesthood by the Holy Ghost now. I release that power in your direction. I release that power in your direction. Altars that have become obsolete. Altars that are dead. Altars stagnated. Altars. Altars that have gone obsolete. Right now, I release the fire from the throne. And I set that altar on fire again. Take that fire now. Sevravate Anila Kai. Degetanila Pararata Betatia Tosh. Barake Dola Manakai. Dalak. You cannot shine until you born. But the secret of burning is genuine repentance. This is why revival is built on repentance. He said, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. I will hear them from heaven and I will heal their lands. The fire of revival rests when repentance is put at the foundation. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. My brother Levaila Kadida Astas. Thank you, Father. The There are two things I want to do now, quickly, before I leave here. Your campus is too quiet. The era of the warriors will return again. Strange men walk through this land and open the heavens over it. But a generation that know not the Lord have risen. A generation that is in pursuit of pleasure have risen. But the writing has to change. And so right here this morning, the Lord wants to give the weapons of the warriors. The weapons. Some of them are tongues of fire. Some of them are spirits of lions. The spirit of boldness that confronts status quo. Some of them are flames of Puritans. Some of them have hands that war, fingers that fight. Some of them are hind feet that knows how to ascend the high places of the spirit. Some of them are shields that can resist the attack of the adversary. And so right now I speak as one sent, as an emissary of Zion, and I release that grace, the power, and the mantles of the warriors of ages past. Now by the Spirit, instead of upon the tower of David are the shields of many warriors, I make demand on those shields now, and I release that grace upon you. The spirit of the warrior, the tongue of the warrior, the eyes of the warrior, the feet of the warrior, the hand of the warrior, the bucklers and the shields of the warrior. Receive now. Let the gates over the campus open. From here, let prophetic direction come. Marate Bekatoli, Abarana Sadadiata, Alele Katone, Shabarida Ate, Barak. That the Lord is summoning this morning, your feet will be planted on the altar. And so lift your hands toward heaven. Ushers, those that are touched now, bring them to the altar. It's a prophetic action. Father, I release that baptism. I release that baptism. Such as I have, I give to you. Take that fire now. Bring them here quickly. Come up to your high places. Your feet is as hind feet. My brother, come up here. Come up here. The race of the lions. The race of the deer. Men of ascension. Men of boldness. Pekan. Atilia, Balarana, Zanzele Kadak, Barate. Shift them to the middle. Let's have space. This is a summon. It's an initiation into the order of the warriors. I bring you rank. I bring you access. I bring you grace. I bring you energy in the spirit. Ekarina Hadegate. Heya, heya, heya. Heya, heya, heya. Heya, heya, heya. Heya, heya. Heya, heya. Hey, 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 hey. By the Spirit of God, I summon you to the altar, the place where warriors are born. I open the fountains of the great deep, the rivers of revival, the wells of revival. We draw from those wells. By the powers of the ancients, the order of the patriarchs, men that walk with God in the spirit of holiness, that were granted access into sacred oracles, I bring you those heritages by the Holy Ghost. Marede Vakatia, Zabar Katadalash, Beralatina Talagato, Fevaro Tanase. I awaken in the spirit of revival. I bring you to drink of the waters of the ancients, the mantles of the patriarchs, the dimensions that the warriors of old touched, that men could take over cities, men could dissolve systems. I decree that your hand rests upon these ones. I decree that they are kept by your spirit. These ones will not fall by the wayside. As you are baptized with fire from this morning, they go out from here burning and revealing your glory. I decree that by this once, men will come to the knowledge of the truth, and the light of your kingdom and your countenance will shine over the nations. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for they are all converted into battle axes in the hands of God tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord keep you and bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for having me this morning. God bless you. I honor you, sir. Since I'm not the one to introduce you, let me not mention the name. Thank you, sir.
If you were blessed by this message you just listened to, and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that He died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email at info@encounterjesusministry.org or info.ejfi.ng@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at www.encounterjesusministry.org.